Hello and welcome to episode 302 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Now, I've just relaunched the Daily Brainwave Facebook page, so like us on there to see how you can get a shout out on the show. You can also email the show at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and rate us online on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue Dragon Week by meeting Marduk. So, I'm just saying in advance that I am going to fully commit to the telling of this story. So, enjoy as I embarrass myself by sounding like a freaky nerd. Then again, if I wasn't a freaky nerd, I wouldn't be 300 episodes deep into this thing. In ancient Mesopotamia, among the oldest civilizations known to exist, the story of Marduk was central to religious life. Marduk was the protector of Babylon and the chief of their gods. He claimed the title through righteous battle. According to the Babylonian text called the Enuma Elish, the great civil war of the gods raged across the lands and the heavens. Marduk, young though he was, became the champion. He challenged Tiamat, dragon of the ocean known throughout the land as the Chaos Monster, to combat. And Marduk emerged victorious after catching the dragon, the Chaos Monster, in a net and killing her with an arrow shot through her stomach. But to secure victory, Marduk had to gain the Tablets of Destiny and fought the Keeper of the Tablets, Kingu, who had gained the tablets through backstabbing and intrigue rather than through righteousness. Kingu, for all his power, met his end at the hands of Marduk in an epic battle. Marduk, with the Tablets of Destiny finally in his hands, took his place as chief god. And he took the dragon as one of his symbols, a reminder to all that Marduk's order had power even over the Chaos Monster. Now this is a true Babylonian myth, and the only way it would have been better is if it had been narrated by Cate Blanchett with a soundtrack accompanied by Howard Shore.
You know of whom I speak.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 302 of the Daily Brainwave. Check out our new Facebook page, and please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however you find us. Share the show with your friends and contact me via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we meet a real, live British dragon.